Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Welcome back to another episode of Quality Queen Control. What is happening? Like, seriously, it is 2021. This is the first podcast of 2021. And I actually decided this is going to be season two. So this is season two, episode one. Hello. Hi. How is everyone doing? How's everyone feeling? How did you spend your New Year's? I personally had, I had a very different New Year's. I don't know. Like, I just feel like it was definitely very different than how I normally spend my New Year's. But I can honestly say, for me personally, it was the best. I really, really feel like I enjoyed myself. And I feel like, again, because of all that we went through in 2020, it makes us so much more intentional in 2021. I mean, is anyone feeling that same vibe and energy where it's just like we are way more intentional about what we do, who we speak to, how we spend our time? And it just makes you more grateful for just everything and even life. I know we get so desensitized to, you know, oh, some people may not make it in the new year or whatever the case is, but it's like, wow, to be here after all that we have endured is truly a blessing. I mean, honestly, and whoa, I'm getting ahead of myself. I uploaded a new video, okay, yesterday. I want you guys to definitely check that out. It's my first video of 2021, and I am working on things, guys. I really do promise, and I am super grateful for everyone that has been so patient with me and is so understanding. You know, being, you know, an influencer or YouTuber or what have you is definitely not easy, but it's worth it because it is something that I genuinely enjoy doing and it is something that I love. And it brings so many opportunities to you. But in the beginning, it does get a little nerve-wracking because you're doing everything yourself. So I think from the outside looking in, you know, some people, they're able to do things a little bit more easier than others. And that depends on what their lifestyle and what their lifestyle demands are. And I know for me, definitely, I'm very aware of the fact that I do take breaks on YouTube and things like that. And I still feel like this time it's different because I've really been working on my productivity this entire past 2020, that past year. And I feel like I've mastered that. And what I want to master right now is more of my consistency and things like that, because I know that I'm capable of doing the work 100%. And it's just that when you're working on multiple things at once, it does get very overwhelming. And sometimes other things overshadow others. And I don't want that to get in the way of my, you know, first and, you know, number one true love. So I just want you guys to know that I'm always thinking of you, and it feels so good just to even upload and to see the response that I got. It was just so heartwarming. It felt like such a big welcome, and I just feel so grateful. And it's like in those moments, it's just like, this is why I do what I do, because it feels so good to know you guys are so receptive to my return and things like that. And it's just a lot, like I said, and that's not me complaining in any capacity, because I genuinely wouldn't want any other job and I wouldn't want any other life. I love what it is that I do. I love the issues that I have. I love the fact that I even get to complain about the things that I get to complain about. but nonetheless, everything that has value comes with, you know, its ups and downs. And that's basically how it is. Like, when you're starting this out, you have to be so business savvy and get all of your ducks in a row. And I am in my mid-20s, so it's just for me, that's super important, getting all of my ducks in a row, time management. I have to divide my days between research days, you know, time management with everything in my life, my fitness goals. Fitness is very, very important to me. There are a lot of things that I'm juggling, you know, and I have side projects that I'm also working on and things like that. So it's just a matter of making it all work at the end of the day. And I feel like I can actually get it done. And like I candidly shared with you guys in a post that I made last month in regards to like mental health. And I think it's so important to take that so serious and to prioritize that and to have boundaries, you know, with that. And the only way to healthily do that or to figure out how to do that in a healthy way is to get professional help. And I also offer consult as well, and I can help you guys with your, you know, dating and day-to-day issues and if you need a pep talk and things like that. But when it comes to deep-rooted issues and traumas and things like that, I absolutely think that everyone should have a therapist, even if, like I said in my post, there's nothing wrong. Like, I speak to my therapist every single week, and even when there's nothing wrong, I still speak to her, because I think it's important to just have that professional advice and having someone with a non-biased opinion that can help you through your situations and really give you an outside perspective. And I think it's just really important to remove any sort of stigma around, you know, having professional help and speaking to someone and having a therapist. In fact, I find it very attractive. Like, if a guy I'm dating were to tell me, or he's open to, you know, going to therapy in general, not for any specific reason, but just because it's a healthy thing to do, like, why not? You know, it's, to me, it's shows that you're willing to work on yourself and you're willing to expand your mind and you're willing to just be an all around well-rounded individual. So I kind of want to talk about today your New Year's intentions and your resolutions, because I know that we have so many New Year resolutions all the time, but this time feels different, does it not? Does it not feel like we are actually going to do what we say? Does it not feel like, wow, we were honestly gifted with a year's worth of time, basically. And now we're in a brand new year. Did you start that business? Did you write down what it is that you want to do? Did you shift your mindset? Were you working on yourself in the meantime, between time? What were you doing? Don't let another year pass by where life is starting to pick up a little bit again and be the same person that you were coming into all of this, into 2020. You know what I mean? I want to encourage you guys to be intentional about this year and this time. What are you doing? My last video was about reinventing yourself, so I want you guys to check that out. And I give real candid tips about how to reinvent yourself and what it is that you need to do. This goes for me. This goes for you. No more excuses, 2021, right? No more excuses. If you're going to do something, just get it done. When I study the habits of successful people, millionaires, things like that, when I study these people, they all have something in common where they, one, say to write everything down. That's something that I always implement. They all wake up early. For me, that used to be a struggle of mine. I could not wake up early for anything. Now, in quarantine and having my therapist, you know, give me, you know, like a routine and help me implement a routine of how to go about creating a routine and having a reward system. What do I mean by that? Okay, when you wake up, your reward for waking up is, oh, I can't wait to go make that cup of coffee. I can't wait to make that cup of tea in my Quality Queen mug, okay? Shameless promo, if you have not purchased any of my merch, Quality Queen merch, I would definitely get on that because I don't know how much longer I'm going to have it up before I switch it up and that basically becomes vintage. But who knows what I'm going to do? That mug alone just really even motivates me. It's like my own private time. I remember I used to think to myself, oh my God, I have so much to do. But when you actually are on the road to success and you're serious, you really start to have a concept of time. And this is coming from me, someone that had zero concept of time to the point where my psychology teacher, she literally told me, she's like, Aisha, you have no concept of time. It is by God's grace that I graduated, you know, with amazing grades for college because I was always late. I mean, always late. I went through like a phase where I would go to school because I was used to going to, when I was in high school, I was so used to full glam, like hair, makeup done, heels on, everything. And for the first like 2 semesters of college, I was doing the same thing because that's what I was used to. And when I was in high school, I would wake up at 5 a.m, do my makeup full blown beat down. Okay. And I started doing that also because it was the only practice that I had. And then it became, okay, well, this is just who I am. So I like to get dressed up. I like to always present myself in the best way. But then I realized, oh my gosh, college is so different. First of all, I cannot walk. Like reasonably, I cannot walk these long distances from building to building with classes in certain shoes. Like I still would wear heels here and there, but the ones that I would wear in high school and things like that was literally impractical for me. So I used to think back to myself and I'm like, how on earth was I like 17, 18, waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, buses coming at like, I don't know, 6 something. And I was able to get a full beat down, wake up early and really dedicate myself every single day. I would pick out my clothes a week ahead of time, literally. Like I was not playing games. And so these things are still a part of me, but I kind of feel like I lost my way along the way, if that makes sense. So I'd like to say, who are you returning home to? What version of yourself are you returning home to? We lose ourselves along the way so many times, and it's time to pick up that passion again and rediscover or discover, period, who you want to be and walk in that purpose. Walk in that purpose. I know that when I think about you guys and I think about how many people I'm helping, it is an inexplicable feeling of this is home for me. When I created this channel, I knew this was home for me. When I created this podcast, all of a sudden, after a while, I didn't need to write down all the different topics that I was thinking about because it flows to me so fluidly and harmoniously that I genuinely feel like, wow, I'm just talking to a girlfriend. And that's exactly how I want you guys to feel wherever you're listening to me. And it just means so much to me that you guys really actually care about what it is that I have to say. And it's just, I'm not going to lie. I definitely struggled and I have been candid about this and transparent where I talked about my struggle with the imposter syndrome, where I basically feel like nothing I do is a big deal. I don't really celebrate any of my wins because I'm so focused on the next thing after. And it's a toxic mindset to have because even though I strive for a lot, it also comes with procrastination. It comes with perfectionism because of procrastination. It comes with, you know, doubting my abilities when, oddly enough, at the same time, I also am very confident and I know that I can get something done. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a very weird place to be in and it's a lot. And I just said to myself, you know what? One day at a time, when I'm getting those emails, as I'm getting those emails in, instead of letting them rack up, why don't I just answer them as they're coming in? Because the way that I view it is you're not going to want to do it any more tomorrow than you are right now. Get it done. Get it done. There's no greater feeling than getting things done. And I tend to meditate whenever I have a very productive day. I like to meditate on how I feel. I like to kind of encapsulate that feeling of accomplishment. And I like to tap into that if I find that I'm struggling to get out of bed. I now feel like all of the years that I was spending, you know, reading these books and listening to this person and listening to this motivational speaker, I finally feel like I am in a place where I can implement all of the knowledge that I was receiving. Because we all know that we hear a million things, okay, in life. Like, for instance, we all know McDonald's is bad for us, but what do? We still go eat it, right? I personally can't eat McDonald's because nothing there is vegan, like literally at all. So I can't eat it. But for principle's sake, right, it's a worldwide thing. When you just because you know something isn't good for you, that doesn't mean you're just going to stop doing it. You understand what I'm saying? It takes time to be ready. It takes a lot of failing. It takes a lot of trial and error to actually be ready to implement the things that you know are good for you. If it was that simple to implement, then the whole world would be healthy and it would be easy to lose weight because, well, I know eating that bag of chips isn't good for me. So I'm just going to stop eating it. Obviously, it's not that easy. It takes a lot of practice and you're going to fail. You're going to fail. You're going to have binge days. You're going to have regret. You're going to go through all these motions. But when I think about the person that I have become and all the growing pains that I have endured in this past year, thank God they're over. Praise Him. I now feel ready. Okay. And again, thank you, Jesus, because I mean, wow, I would not want to go back to the growing pains. I'm glad that it's all over. And I am so proud of the person that I feel like I am today. And everything is aligning exactly as it should. And I feel it's almost inexplicable. I feel very ready for where it is that I'm intended to go. How do you feel? Do you feel ready for where you are intended to go? Do you know where you are intended to go? And people don't realize that you do have to be intentional about these things. And at first, when you hear it, you might be resistant to it. What do you mean? I have to write down my, that's so stupid. Like, that doesn't make any sense. You're going to be skeptical. You may feel like, well, just because I think positive doesn't mean positive things are going to happen. Well, then exactly as you think is exactly what's going to manifest in your life. If you genuinely think that, oh, nothing good is going to happen just because I say so, then that's exactly what's going to happen, babe. You have to be balanced and understand, one, having a negative mindset isn't going to get you anywhere. Having a positive mindset will get you farther. It's not going to eliminate all negative things that may transpire, but it will definitely help. Hello, hi. No point in being negative. No point in worrying before, you know, things happen. No point in force tactics, no point in it at all. Because at the end of the day, what's meant to happen is meant to happen. And please take this from me, someone that I'm very anxious, always worried about the future and things like that. I have really learned to accept that what's going to happen is going to happen for me, period. Relationships, friendships, my career, everything. Because I genuinely believe what's for me will be for me, period. Nobody, no one can stop that. What do you believe to be true? What have you done to ensure that this is going to be a good year for you? And genuinely be practical. Because we all love to overachieve in the beginning. And it's a process, angels, I'm telling you, because I'm living it. It is a process where before, let's say I'd have a bad day, I would do literally nothing. Now it's like I have a bad day, maybe, but I'm not completely unproductive because I now know after multiple failed attempts that it doesn't feel good to genuinely do nothing. I have way too much to do, from emails, consults, comments, research days, content planning, filming, like all of these different things that I have to get done. And I don't have time anymore. It's at this point, it hurts me and it hinders me more than anything if I take an unnecessary break. Do you understand? And I want you guys to think about that, weigh the cost. Like I said before, is it helping me or is it hindering me? Every decision counts when you are growing, because either you're going to accept the lessons, surrender to the process and take what you can and grow from it, or you're going to be resistant and make it way more harder for yourself. You know what I mean? And what are your genuine, true goals? Like I told you guys in my last podcast where I was talking about the format that my editor had given me, where I write down 3 affirmations, 3 things that I'm grateful for. And I also write down 3 things that would make today a great day. And I strongly encourage you guys to do that. It's nice to just have a solid morning where you have your routine and you do something that's thought-provoking instead of waking up and just heading on Instagram, right? Next thing you know, an hour has passed and you woke up at 8 and now it's 9 o'clock in the morning, you know? And yeah, that's still fairly a decent time, but 10 is around the corner. Once 10 hits, well, baby, it's basically noon. Hello. Hi. So it's just like, when you understand the gravity of your decisions and the gravity of time not being wasted, you start to look at life a whole lot differently. I'll tell you that much. Okay? And I'm honestly genuinely saying this all from experience, because I struggled. I told you this a million times. I struggled to wake up. I used to think to myself, wait, so do morning people, like, are they tired in the, like, how does that work? Like, I genuinely don't get it. And now I realize I'm very much into fitness. I mean, I always have been into fitness pretty much, but now I feel like it's on a whole, you know, different level. And I feel like, you know, I work out, I get really good sleep at night. I know I have a lot to do. I know sleeping in is never going to be good for me. Feeding into that extra, you know, few minutes or that hour of sleep is not going to be good for me, right? And who helped me implement this? My therapist. She literally said, don't reward those feelings by giving into those feelings when that's not going to help you. It's going to hinder your goal. If you know you have to get, you know, a certain amount of things done, even by a certain time. And what also helps with that is setting up appointments. But let me be honest in here. When I used to have appointments, because, you know, that's another way they say to hold yourself accountable and to show up for things. People would say, oh, make an appointment early in the morning and things like that, so that you have to force yourself to show up. The old me, I would legit just not show up for the appointment either. Like, I genuinely didn't care, because I was just like, I'm tired. Like, it doesn't matter. I'll just, like, whatever. I'll deal with it after, acting on consequence. But now I realize, no. This is very important to me. And it took time. Believe me, because everything that I'm saying, I already knew, but I just wasn't ready. For whatever reason, there was something that I need to endure to bring me to this exact place right now. I just wasn't ready. And that's okay. We're all in different places in our lives. The best thing you can do is feed yourself this information. And I promise you, your time is going to come where you're going to be able to implement these things, right? Or maybe you are where I currently am, where it's like, I've been feeding myself this knowledge. I've been watching the videos. I've been listening to the podcast. I've been taking notes. I've been taking mental notes. I understand what's going on. I know the direction that I want to go. I'm ready. I'm ready. No excuses, right? And I really understand the quote more and more every day of, when you really want to do something, right, you make it happen. You find a way. And when you don't, you make an excuse. And at first, when I heard that quote, I was like, no, like, what if I actually legitimately have something to do? Well, that happens too. But you do make a way to make whatever you want to happen, happen, period. Like, the feeling of getting things done and accomplishing things is so much more gratifying than giving in and rewarding that feeling of, oh, let me just sleep another hour. Sleeping another hour is an hour of work that you didn't get done. It's an hour of maybe having a solid, you know, time to yourself so that you could feel ready right immediately after to start your day. Everything counts. It's so important to know what it is that you want. You cannot continue to free fall through life thinking, I'll figure it out, I'll figure it out, figure it out. What is your intention? What is your intention? You know, I just always strive to offer you guys thought-provoking content and always quality for my quality queens, my angels. That's going to really shift you guys' mindset and really transform your lives. That is what I'm forever invested in, no matter what. I care about how my content makes you feel, how you can incorporate this into your day, how you feel like this can actually spark something different, new, improve something in your life. That's what I'm invested in. This is why, or that is why I do what I do. That is my goal. That is my aim. I want you guys to feel good. I want you guys to feel encouraged. I want you guys to feel inspired. And I just try my best to be the person that I would want to see. I really do. And you know, no one's perfect. I'm not perfect. Just because I have a platform does not mean in any capacity that I have it all figured out. No matter how matter of a fact that I speak, no matter how much research I've done, no matter the life experience that I may have, I'm not perfect. And that's okay, right? We are students of life. We are always working on ourselves. And that is the best thing that I feel like we could do, right? You know, I am talking to this guy, right? And the one thing that I like about him the most is that he seems very workable. He also said, I am willing to work through whatever to be with you. And that really touched me because I was just thinking, wow, that's all you can really ask for in someone is that they are workable and that they understand that there's going to have to be a compromise on different things. And the openness and the willingness to learn and to compromise is so huge. That's like almost, I mean, I don't want to say half the battle, but it kind of is. And it's definitely a huge percentage of a lot. And I just feel like that is something that I feel like a lot of relationships are even missing today, is that no party is willing to equally work towards genuinely understanding one another, or, you know, an understanding that there has to be a compromise. It's usually, especially with men, it's always like, this is this and you're wrong about this. And they're very strong arming in a lot of different ways. And it's just like, why can't you just talk through things? Why can't you be willing to work on something? That is something to consider, right? Especially as it pertains to those of you who are in relationships. That is something to consider. Is the person that you're with workable? Are they willing to work with you through certain things? Are they willing to communicate with you efficiently, effectively? Are they always striving to understand where you're coming from and why, and not talk at you and reprimand you, or be, you know, condescending in any way? Because what do I've said this in another video before. If a guy really likes you, he's going to want to know why, not just talk at you and tell you why he thinks he's right and you're wrong. Do you understand? If you have some sort of weird behavior, he's going to say, well, why did you act like this? Why did you do this? Instead of saying, I don't really care. I'm good. Do whatever you want. It's cool. Word. That's what you're going to do. All right. I'm out. Like, no. When someone is emotionally available and mature, they will approach things from this way. And also, like I said, I have a theory. We attract people where we are. And that's not to say that sometimes things get mailed to the wrong address and you must return to sender. Everybody likes nice things. I'm well aware of that. Your job is to make sure that once you discover that someone isn't compatible with you, you do not come up with a million excuses of how to make them fit that narrative of what you want. Because, it was perfect. It's just this one thing that's wrong. Okay, if that one thing that's wrong is your non-negotiable, let's say you notice that he has weird temperament issues, that's not something that's going to change just because he maybe, you know, crossed off all the other four things that you really, really like about this person. You have to, like I said, you have to be willing to walk away when you feel like something isn't working for you, and do it. The sooner you do it, the better, so that you're not investing more emotionally and bonding with someone, hoping that something's going to change when you've already collected the data that you needed. Be very mindful of that. And for those of you that are stepping into this new year, you may be single. Okay, please, you're going to spend way more time with someone, than without someone. Take this time to really manifest your dreams and become whole. I promise you, the content that I'm about to put on my channel is going to shock you guys, because I'm going to tell you guys firsthand how I've navigated through dating and things like that, and how my mindset has matured and evolved and shifted with certain things. All good things, of course, that I can't wait to share with you guys. But it's just so interesting when you are, you know, more mentally stable and just more stable in your life, how you date and how you perceive dating is so much different than when you're just doing it for fun. You're doing it because you're bored. You're doing it because you don't even realize that you're trying to fill a void. Like, the way you date will change. Like, I promise you, what you accept will change. Okay? The more whole you become as a person, it really changes everything. I kid you not. I kid you not. You know? So my best advice to you guys stepping into this new year 2021 is to make sure that you are writing down how you want this new year to go. How do I want my body to look? How do I want to be spiritually? How do I want to be with my career? Am I really genuinely ready for a relationship? How am I establishing boundaries? Should I establish boundaries? Are these friends good for me? What is going on? Evaluate all of these things so that you can be very intentional about your new year. Okay? So, angels, that is the end of this podcast. I cannot wait to speak to you guys in my next one. Be sure to check out my new video on my channel, How to Reinvent Yourself 2021. Thank you guys so much for all of your support, all of your love. And again, links to everything, how to get in contact with me. If you have a question or you would like a pep talk or anything like that, you can find me on Wizio, which will be linked below. You can find it on my Instagram page as well. Also on my channel, everything is pretty much everywhere. So you can find me very, very easily. I'm pretty accessible. And yes, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. I love you so much. And I'll speak to you guys in the next episode. Mwah.